Welcome to the 5D Field with me, Corey Michelle. This is episode 10, How to Manifest Like a 5D Unicorn. The Energetic Mastery Podcast is a multidimensional transmission of words and energy forms that transcend your cognition, going direct to your consciousness, assisting you in becoming your future self, the energetic master of your reality. You might experience lightness, awareness, synchronicities, having the experience of living a magical life in ease and creating what you truly desire. This content is for highly conscious visionaries, revolutionaries, truth seekers, star seeds, and unicorns who never fit in but are brilliantly aware and here to create new realities. Let's transcend the 3D matrix, dancing in the 5D and beyond, bringing your dreams alive. Now let's tap the field. Breathe with me. Connect in. Tap into your raw consciousness and together, let's create new realities. Well, hello, hello, gorgeous. All right, today I got something a little bit different for you. And hopefully it's something that you will gain a lot of value from. And because I put a lot of energy into creating this. And what it is it's a training. It's actually one of my free trainings. I thought it was perfect to offer to you today because it's all about bridging your gaps, because last week was about bridging your gaps, right? But this training dives deep into what it actually takes to bridge these gaps on the energetic level. Now, we hear all the time how to bridge gaps, you know, by doing more and forcing and hustling and make your plan and stick to your plan and keep going and push through. But what are the energetics to it, right? So oftentimes for energetic creators, unicorns, 5D peeps, we don't really do all that well pushing and forcing, right? So this training might just be for you. If you would like to create like a 5D unicorn consistently over and over again with less effort, even if you've tried everything. Enjoy. Corey Michelle here. Welcome to How to Manifest Like a Magical 5D Unicorn over and over with less work and more fulfillment. Bridging the gap between where you are now and what is truly crazy possible for you, even if you have tried everything. If this is you, you are in the right place. So my question to you is, would you like to be living your dream life or even your crazy possible life without extra work and a ton more ease? Manifestation or even ask and receive or flow state. It's that space of synchronicities, total connection, flow, trust, and confidence where you are fully expressed and life is magical. Everything you desire is in your real life. It is how we're helping our clients bridge the gaps in life and sustain their new reality in less time with greater results, more magic, more ease, and more being their true self. Now, this really is embodied advanced manifestation wisdom that accelerates your ability to sustain your new creations, your new reality, the new belief set, instead of being on the creation roller coaster, not knowing what's missing, keep trying things over and over and over, and still not living your crazy possible dream life that you know is possible. In this video today, and anything I facilitate, it's not about doing more, working harder, fixing what's wrong with you, thinking you're broken, changing your life, or even processing yourself forever. This is about becoming the next version of yourself. What I'm going to share with you today is at the source of the real issue that causes us to know so much more is possible and you keep going for it, but not having it show up in our life, which is basically the gap. This gap is my specialty with magical, intuitive people who have been trying everything, who haven't figured out how to bridge that gap yet. Everything that I share with you today is what I use in my own life and with the hundreds of clients that we've worked with intimately to bridge those gaps to create their crazy possible lives. So let's get real for a moment here. It can be frustrating and a crappy experience of life to have a vision, a knowing, or a desire that your life can be different. And what you see is not reflective of this. I've been there when it feels like you're throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping it will stick. And it seems like it will. And sometimes it really seems like it's going to work this time. But then we get let down again, falling short of what we know deep inside is actually possible. For me, going for my dream clients, acquiring $150,000 of debt while only making $2,000 a month, the never-ending roller coaster of thinking something was going to finally work and then it falls flat, leaving me in the same place place was one of the most depressing and frustrating experiences of my life. And it seemed like what I knew was possible to resolve this issue so that I could live the life that I wanted, to not have these money problems, to be able to have the kind of business that I wanted to have, it couldn't get here quick enough. When your knowing doesn't match what you see in your real life, your potential has not physically manifested into your real life, you are my people. If this is you, I totally get it. This is exactly where I was too. And exactly what we know through our proven system of how to help you bridge this gap so that this is no longer an issue in your world. I want you to know that there's actually nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. You know, most of my clients show up and they say, Corey, I've read the books, I've done a billion clearings, I've had the healings, I've taken classes, I've done all the law of attraction things, the mantras, the hypnosis, the EFT, the journaling, I've done everything. And what I want to manifest into my reality is just not happening, and it's not happening fast enough. So before I share this all with you, let me just tell you who this video is not for. So this video is not actually for you if you aren't already thinking, darn, Corey, you're talking directly to my soul. Are you talking to me right now? Or how are you reading my mind? This is totally me. If you have not done a lot of personal growth work, spiritual work, consciousness work, or maybe you don't have a big desire or target or dream you'd love to be living, then this advanced manifestation embodiment may not hit right for you right now. If you do have a big vision, a dream, or desire that you'd absolutely love to be living your life right now, if you've already been going for it for 1 to 5 years and it hasn't fully actualized yet, maybe you're frustrated with the process and haven't been able to figure out exactly what's off or why it hasn't actualized yet. Or maybe you're intuitive, you follow your awareness at least 25% of the time and you want to be able to fully live intuitively. Let's dive right in. So I have 4 main elements for you today that I share with all of my clients to help them manifest like crazy, live like a magical unicorn, and have everything that they desire. The first one is what you need to harmonize that allows your desires to become real. The second one is the one big lie that causes energetic blocks. Third is what to shift your attention to that creates like magic. And fourth is how to get your energy flowing so you use less energy to create with more ease. All right, so let's dive in. What do you need to harmonize that allows your desires to come real? This is number one. All right, now first thing we need to look at is we need to look at 2 things. We need to look at what is it that you truly desire? What is it that you're trying to create? What do you know is possible? Now, this can be an internal thing or an external thing. Internal would be, you know, peace is possible. You know, being fully expressed is possible. You know that living intuitively is possible. You know that your choices can create way more than they're creating right now. External things would be like manifestations of like, you know, it's possible to have your dream home. You know, it's possible to have a thriving business. You know, it's possible to work with your ideal clients. You know, it's possible to get a raise. Those are external things in your physical reality that show up. No matter what you would like, things in your external or internal, this harmonization process works exactly the same. Okay. So you need to know, what would you like? Then you need to look at what is true for you today. So what would you like? And you go, oh, I would like to have ease in my life, but I'm actually working hard. I think I'm doing it wrong. I think I'm not good enough. I'm hustling, or I'm bored. I'm overgiving. I'm people pleasing. I can't seem to choose for myself. I plan, but it doesn't work, or I just don't follow through, or I'm looking outside of myself for the answers, things like that. So if we look at those 2 things, what would you like? And then what's your current reality? What's your current state of consciousness? Then we can go, okay, we can see what's in disharmony and what to harmonize. But the current sort of train of thought out there, current modalities, especially if you've done a lot of self-help work or consciousness or whatever, might have you thinking, if I just do it right, it'll all work out. I must be missing something. If I just clear more, if I just heal more, things like that. But if those sorts of things haven't quite worked out, it might be because you're different. And to fully harmonize these gaps, to bridge these gaps, we need to identify what your difference really is and bring in a new perspective. Now, you might be what I call an energetic creator. And let me explain this. There are some of us light beings on the planet right now. We actually use energy to create, but it's completely counter to what we've been taught. Most of us have been shamed and ridiculed for creating magic, knowing answers to problems or future events when we shouldn't know them, right? We just know stuff. We do things intuitively, but we've been sort of conditioned out of that. And when we go to create our life in sort of 3D things like money or success or with our bodies or relationships and things like that, it just doesn't work because we've got all this conditioning on top of what we truly know and who we really are and how we really function. So I figured out that people who have trouble creating in the normal way, the linear way, which really isn't normal for us at all, they have an ability to create with energy. This means that when you are harmonized with what you truly desire, whether it's internal or external, it'll show up quickly. And this is really where we see people start saying, I actually have a lot of magic in my life. Things just show up. This is the harmonization that we're talking about. Those gaps that you're currently experiencing where you want something but it's not showing up, you'll know exactly how to bridge those gaps, harmonizing versus working harder. And it works like magic. I call this crazy possible. When what seems crazy becomes your reality and you love it. Now, there are actually 5 things you need to harmonize that will create your dream life, that you'll become this creator of everything that you desire, everything that you target for. And that's where the miracles and the crazy possible starts to show up. Those 5 things are clarity in your future. What would you like? What would you love? What are you being called to? Getting really clear on what you would like. Okay, 2 is radical trust in your awareness. So much of the time people show up in my world where they know they're aware, they know they're intuitive, they follow it sometimes, and oftentimes they've had the experience of, whoa, when I follow my awareness, I'm in this flow state. It's really amazing, but they don't know how to sustain it. And they don't fully trust their awareness. So they have things in their life where they're having awarenesses to change something or take some action, but they're just not confident enough to follow it completely because sometimes it seems completely off the wall and doesn't make any sense. And that's where you actually need to trust yourself. 3 is precise ability to respond and not react in any moment. So precise ability to respond is all about being in energy as you're responding to everything that's showing up in your life. Most of the time, we are in a reaction to whatever's showing up in our life. And when we're in that reaction is an unconscious reaction. We want to bring it to the conscious to have precise ability to respond. And when we can do this, we can harmonize anything. 4 is energetic integrity. And this is where we are 100% responsible for the energy we are being in any moment. Now this one is powerful. This will create magic in your life every single day. And most people don't know how to do it and don't even know what it is. Okay, 5 is confidence in your ability to follow through. Now, so much of the time when we've been trying to create our lives based on a more linear 3D way, pushing, doing all the things, following somebody else's formula, not trusting ourselves, those sorts of things, we lose our confidence in our follow through because even if we followed through before, it's not truly following through in a way that really works for you. So it never really works out. So we start believing that we don't actually know how to follow through. And if we do, it's not going to work out anyway. So that belief and that story and that experience gets layered into your subconscious to repeat over and over and over. So we want to build up that confidence in your ability to follow through. So when these 5 things are harmonized, you become the creator of your reality. And when we can harmonize your energy, it activates a different experience of reality and a different version of you. And you will experience magical and crazy possible things all the time in every area of your life. And what's happening is the universal field, your experience of reality, the quantum entanglements, if we want to get quantum science-y about it, is beginning to rearrange for you instead of you arranging for it. But what has to happen to achieve this harmonization is to eliminate a fundamental lie that has been taught to us. And if you are having these gaps, it is in your world. All right, so this is 2. This is the big lie. This is the big lie that everybody is believing out there. And the lie is what you see is real. what you see is real. It seems real, right? What you see in reality is real, but it's not. We already know that everything is energy. We already know that our perspective creates our reality, right? And what we, if we believe this lie, that what we see is real, then we're also going to have the belief that matches, which is we must see it to believe it. And this is absolutely backwards to how energetic creators create. This lie deactivates the embodied wisdom we have to manifest our reality at will. It deactivates it. And we must reverse this to know, be, respond, to reactivate our embodied wisdom and manifest like crazy. The embodiment of this truth is like hitting a gold mine for energetic creators. This wisdom cannot be taken away. Now, what's stopping energetic creators? What's stopping you from turning this superpower on and manifesting everything that you desire? Well, we've got beliefs, stories, energetic addictions like doubt, self-judgment, inner conflict, disappointment, overgiving, people-pleasing, insecurity, things like that. We also have subconscious energetic patterns from childhood causing glass ceilings that are sort of invisible to us. And also, we're attached to this current identity that we've created. And a lot of times we ask people that, like, are you attached to your current identity? You're going to say no, but I can show you how that's actually happening right now and how it's stopping you. So since you've already been studying and doing work on yourself, you've likely had a bunch of breakthroughs and maybe dealt with the basics and eliminated level one sabotage, like complaining, blaming others for how your life is now, being stuck in the past, things like that. What I find in even advanced consciousness explorers is that there's a deep incongruencies that are hidden to their view and show up like invisible blocks, like they seem like they can't unhook them or they keep trying. They're in some sort of limiting cycle, resulting in not quite knowing how they uniquely create their reality, so they're stuck and frustrated like we've talked about before. Do you feel like you have a ceiling or invisible blocks? Like you've done all the things, but you're like, what the heck is going on? The proven process that I've crafted assists you in bridging your gaps now and in the future so that you know how to create what you'd like and what you're being called to create. All right, let's move on to number three, which is what to shift your attention to that creates like magic. And let's start with this question. When you have a target in mind or a desire, something you would love to have in your life or love to have your experience be, where is your energy focused? It's on the results, right? It's on what you think you would like to have. We are so focused on getting results. And while the results are essential, they're not the important part of creation. They are the finale. They are what the universe is orchestrating for us. And in our process, we shift our focus from results to the present moment harmonization, moving your attention to what you put your energy into right now that will actualize your creations. This is a massive perspective shift as we've been taught to focus on the outcome, focus on the results. But if that's not happening, then what you're doing isn't actually working. And this actually leads to unconscious or conscious sabotage, like giving up, bringing in heavy energies like disappointment, failure, doubt, or one of the most popular choices, chasing bright, shiny objects. Now let's address this real quick. Bright, shiny object syndrome is one of the most dynamic and deep distractions that keeps an old belief in place. And that old belief is, I don't actually trust that this will work, which we addressed earlier, right? The new thing seems like it's going to work better, or maybe it's distracting us from something during the day, following through, getting something done. It usually seems lighter. It seems more interesting. But what's really happening is we're giving up on the target, shifting our energy, and unconsciously making a decision. It's not working. It's not possible. It's too hard. Or simply that brighter thing is better or has a better chance of getting created. Or maybe it seems more fulfilling in that moment. What's actually happening here is showing you exactly where a gap is in your energetic resilience to keep going, to be able to follow through. Now, this has been my personal kryptonite, moving into something else because it seems lighter or more fun or new. And this happens right when I'm coming up against resistance. And you must be able to see and know and feel the difference between when it's time to make a change, when it's time to stop and move on to something else, and resistance. And most people, most energetic creators, have those confused on a subconscious level. Now, resistance has us stop, be overwhelmed, feel heavy, unmotivated, seeking outside stimulus like a bright, shiny object. because it's much easier to chase a spark than it is to go through the resistance. Now, resistance happens when you are entering an upgrade, when you are leaving your old comfort zone, leaving an old creation, leaving an old version of you, and stepping into something different. That's all resistance is. It's an awareness that something is about to change, upgrade, rearrange, or come into reality. Most people stop before they even get through the resistance, which is basically stopping 2 feet before the manifestation comes into reality. So if you have this old habit of stopping when you feel that resistance and going on to a bright, shiny object or something else, it'll be your greatest work to learn how to move through the resistance, the uncomfort of expansion, so that you can have what's on the other side, which is your creations, your crazy possible. It's everything you desire is on the other side of that. So this part is energetic mastery with your resistance. Now, resistance is one of those things that if we are trying to move through resistance all alone, it's very hard. It's a long process. And oftentimes we can't see what we can't see. We're not aware of what we're not aware of. We have a blindness to resistance in general because we have so many stories and past evidence that show us that this resistance is real. This is true. The stories in our head are real. And this is where having support to go through the resistance and into the upgrades makes them easier to identify and move through. So you can do it more quickly with more velocity and a lot more ease. And this is where I come in. Now, what I've shared with you today is what you need to harmonize that allows your desires to become real. The biggest lie of your reality is that you need to see it to believe it, and this destroys manifestation efforts. And you need to shift your attention away from the result and into your present energetics right now. Now, you're probably wondering, how do I resolve these incongruencies, eliminate that bright, shiny object syndrome, harmonize myself, turn myself into a magical manifesting 5D unicorn with less work and more fulfillment? Am I right? Okay, now this is where number four comes in, is how to get your energy flowing so that you use less energy and create more. And here's where our process and support comes in. So you have two options at this point. Option number one is do what I did, figure it all out, piecing things together, getting tips and tricks along the way. Or option number two is hop on an energetic strategy session to identify your unique energy blocks and leaks, and then use a proven system from a team who has supported 137 clients in this process already. Now, being an energetic creator is unique. And you come with a unique set of brilliances, but also a unique set of, we'll just say, weaknesses. And the weaknesses are that this reality is never really going to work for you until you fully embody and harmonize with who you really are and the gifts that you really have. And that is this energetic creation ability. I am opening space in my schedule for the next few days to talk to people like you who have a big target, a big desire. You're frustrated with not being able to create what you would really like to have as your whole life, not just that one or two thing, but you want to be able to know deeply and solidly in your own consciousness how to create over and over and over every single thing you desire and so much more. As we do this with our clients every single day. You can think of us like a 5D magical unicorn activation center. But this isn't about hocus pocus or, you know, working with crystals and sort of, you know, law of attraction sort of manifestation tricks and tips and stuff like that. This is deep knowing and harmonization of who you really are that is, like I said before, unforgettable. You can't take this away. This is deep, deep consciousness work that will expand your realities in unpredictable ways. So jump on an energetic strategy session with me below and choose a time that works for you. Fill out the application. Make sure you put as much detail into that application as you can so I can really see what's going on for you and assist you as much as I can during your session. We'll identify your gaps, how to resolve them, come up with a strategy to bring your creations into your real life. And if I feel our process will accelerate your manifesting ability, I'll show you how you can work with us in our proven system. And if I feel that I can't assist you further, I'll let you know. I only take on clients that I'm 100% confident that I know I can assist and create quantum leaps with, and also who I know I'm meant to work with. And in any case, we'll leave you knowing what you need to address to create the life that you would like. One of the most common questions I get asked is, how long does it take to see a shift? You know, we all want it fast. We all want it yesterday. And so much of the time, things start shifting really quickly. A lot of times, just with a couple of perspective shifts or a few weeks, things start showing up. But we typically see our first quantum shift, like a quantum leap, in the first 30 to 60 days. This is where you begin to function differently and your reality starts to change. This means that you've bridged a gap that you have right now and your energy is harmonized and that you have something that you've been trying to create. Now, people also ask me, is this about manifesting one thing at a time? We actually don't focus on the result, but your frequency, so that everything that you target for shows up, not just the thing that you might need in that moment. So we do this by getting you harmonized and into your flow. Now, I can offer you tips and tricks all day, but that won't really give you what you require for this kind of solid, sustainable upgrade. So wouldn't that be amazing to have everything that you have a gap with right now, the things that you would like to have into your reality, things you've been struggling or frustrated with, stepping right into knowing that you can create those things, you can live that version of you, live that life? Won't that be amazing? All right, so if you're right now going, oh my goodness, I need this in my life, then go ahead and book below. I'm not sure how long this will be up. I have a few sessions open right now, and you can go ahead and book your energetic strategy session with me. We're gonna dive right in, so make sure you fill out that application in detail. Choose a time that works for you, and I will be seeing you on that call. All right, we'll talk to you soon. How was it? Oh my gosh. I've listened to that a few times now. And every time I listen, I get something, even though I made it. How fun is that? So if this is where you are, you feel like you have energetic blocks, go ahead, like I said, on the training and book with us at desireintoreality.com/gaps-podcast. If there are no spots or we're no longer offering this, then you'll be automatically redirected. No big deal. But if you feel like I could help you or you would like my help, then go ahead and just fill out the application and let's chat. desireintoreality.com/gaps-podcast. All right, we will see you soon. And I really hope that this was of massive value to you today. You are now exiting the 5D Field with Energetic Mastery Podcast and me, Gori Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would be so kind to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can receive more about how to have energetic mastery and turn every desire into reality. Head over to meetcorimichelle.com/5D to connect on socials and to receive your free gift. We will see you soon again in the 5D Field.